Jake Spaulding with you, talking Cobra football here on the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat. Final week of the Cobra Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KNZA. Talking every single week with head coach Caleb Wick of the Cobras. Jackson Heights coming off a dominant 53-0 victory over Jefferson County North last Friday to win a league title and a district title, and also remaining perfect on the year, now 8-0. Coach, we'll dive into last week's contest against the Chargers, rivalry game. We talked about it last week of how preparation needed to be pinpoint, and you guys really came out in that game last week and just really kind of dominated from the early onset of that game. What were your takeaways as you went back and looked at film?
You know, I thought it was the most complete game we've played up to this point in the season when you include all three phases of the game. And, you know, it wasn't the greatest weather, but honestly, just by looking at it, we were one cut and up the field kind of football team on Friday night, and I feel like that's what we needed to be. And I felt like we shell-shocked them a little bit early. You know, we get a three and out, and then Drake scores on the first play, and, you know, that hardly ever happens in a football game. And then on the ensuing kickoff, they fumble, we pick it up, running in the end zone, it's 13-0 in a blink of an eye. And that's just, you know, I feel like it was a little bit of a snowball effect on JCN, and I felt like we had their number every series when it came to the defensive side of the football for us. We had a tremendous scout on them. It just felt like we knew what they were doing before they did it. Our kids could play fast, they could play physical. We looked really fast out there. We looked like great athletes out there. We looked bigger, faster, stronger in every sense of the word when it came Friday night. And that's just a testament to how hard the kids have worked during the off season and during this season so far in the weight room. And offensively, I felt like we executed, but, you know, with that being said, there was a couple spots during the course of the game where I feel like we can get tremendously better here in the next couple of weeks, which we will have to get better here in the next couple of weeks with the opponents we have.
Yeah, playoffs have begun, and even though it's technically called Week 9, we'll dive into this here in just a little bit of what the postseason looks like for your squad. But we talked about, you know, your goal beginning of the year was league title. You guys were able to accomplish that. District title, able to accomplish that. What was that like for your squad when you got into the locker room after the game, realizing, hey, we've accomplished two of our preseason goals. Now what's next?
Honestly, it was a quiet locker room. There wasn't really a lot of celebration going into it because I felt like our mindset was if we do our jobs, we'd take care of business on Friday night. And, you know, it's always good to win the league. It's always good to win the districts and put yourself in position for a good seed in the playoffs. But all of our kids are focused on the task at hand. We all have goals that are, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks down the road, and we know we're going to have to get better and prepared here in the next couple weeks. But I think our goals are pretty well set on expectations on what we expect, expectations of what our kids expect. And we have to practice like champions. We have to, you know, get in the scouting report like champions. And I felt like we've done that up to this point. And the kids are, you know, raring to go. But I think they have bigger fish to fry here in the upcoming weeks.
All right, upcoming weeks. This week, tomorrow night, it will be against Southeast Cherokee at home. We'll dive into that matchup after this timeout here on the Cobra Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KNZA. Jake Spaulding back with you as we're talking Jackson Heights football here on the Cobra Locker Room Chats here once again. Final week of the Cobra Locker Room Chats here on KNZA, and talk with head coach Caleb Wick. Coach, this week's matchup against Southeast Cherokee, the Lancers coming in from the Three Rivers League with a mark this season of 3-5. They're riding a three-game losing streak. You guys able to get the 2 seed here in the postseason. What are you taking away so far from what you can see from the Lancers?
You know, everybody we've played against up to this league, that's why I feel like our league from top to bottom has helped us during the course of the year. We've gone against power run teams. We've gone against spread teams. So I feel like what anybody shows against us, we've seen it before. And Coach Nile just does an exceptional job with, you know, getting us into a 3-front, 4-front, 5-front, changing up the coverages on the back end, you know, blitzing backer here and there. And our kids have been really receptive to it and really, really adaptable when it comes to, you know, changing that. And on Friday night, we were against JCN. We were able to change to a 5-front, back to a 4-front. We didn't really have to play 3 very much during the course of the game, just, you know, weather and slippery field, slippery ball, but we can do that as well. And it's a great thing that we're playing Southeast Cherokee because it's somebody new. You know, when the first bracket came out and Onega was there, you look at Onega and you're like, oh gosh, we've played Onega 8 straight years, it seems like, but it's a rivalry game, and it's always nice to play somebody new. So when Keisha made that mistake with the seedings and everything, and it came back out that we play Southeast Cherokee, it wasn't like a sigh of relief, but it was one of those like, oh, awesome, we get to play somebody new that we haven't seen before. We get to show them what Cobra football's all about. I know they are traveling a great distance. I think it's 3.5 hours. I know we tried to get the game on Thursday, but we accommodated them, and they want to play on Friday, and they want to play at 7 just to have their parents, you know, if they have seniors and everything, to be able to come up to the game and watch their kids play in a football game. And, you know, we just have to take this as a working stepping stone for us, you know, getting better each and every week, and then hopefully we can come up with a victory.
You referenced the different seedings and how important it was. It came down to a coin flip for the 1 seed and the 2 seed this year. You guys do not win the coin flip. Now, that kind of procedural thing is something that's fairly new in the postseason with this new seeding structure. You know, obviously, you guys are going to take whatever you guys get and just face the opponent week by week. I guess not so much are you happy with the 2 seed, but can you tell me about your reaction once you saw where you guys are at in the bracket and where this looks like for you?
You know, 1 or 2, I feel like it's a great, you got great matchups if you're the 1 or the 2 seed. You know, the only thing that kind of is a bugaboo is if we make it that far, we'd play the sub-state game away if Colgan, you know, takes care of business and wins all their games as well. And when you look at the bracket, if we were the 1 seed or if we were the 2 seed, I feel like we got a great draw. You know, you got powerhouses on our side of the bracket when it comes to Olpe and Centralia and, you know, up-and-coming Riverside team that just by watching their film and by playing them, I feel like they're the top 3 defense in the state when it comes down to 1A. But Keisha just has to do something different, I feel, when it comes to the seeding purposes. I don't know why 6A, 5A, and 4A get special treatment, and then 3, 2A, 1A, you know, it's the same old thing. And, you know, with all the procedural things and statistical things that we have now, I feel like we can do something different with 3-2-1A like they do in 4-5 and 6A, and I feel like that change needs to happen and needs to come. But you know, Colgan had a great year as well. When you look at their schedule and you look at our schedule, it's very, very similar. They probably played a little bit of tougher schedule because they play 3-3A teams at the beginning of the year, and ours were just mainly all 1A teams during the course of the year. So, you know, congratulate Coach Seamatter. I know him from his time at Rural Valley, and I hope they make a deep run, and I hope we make a deep run. And like I said, we have an opportunity here in the next coming weeks to right a lot of wrongs that we've had there in the past. You know, with Olpe and Centralia, we haven't had the best of luck. I don't feel like I'm 0-for against Olpe in my career here, and I think I've only had 1 win against Centralia since my time here. So, you know, I'll take that as a challenge. I think the kids will take that as a challenge and a stepping stone, and just hopefully we can keep winning and get the opportunity to play those teams.
Well, like you say every single week, and you give me that coach speak, 1 game at a time, but it's good to have things down the horizon. Still, again, #1 team in the state. That's not changing for you guys as long as you guys keep winning. So congratulations on a great regular season, and now it's postseason time. Good luck to you the rest of the way.
Thank you, guys, and thank you guys for promoting Northeast Kansas football.
All right, Coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras again hosting Southeast Cherokee tomorrow night. You can watch that game live, free, and worldwide on the Cobra channel as Dan Shoup will have a call for you on that. That'll do it for this year's Cobra Locker Room Chats. Make sure you stick around. In the next month or so, we'll be starting basketball coaches shows here on FM 103.9.